This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kicking off this week is us in partnership with Jerry Kelly.
JerryKelly.com.
100 acts of kindness. And what we're going to do for now until the end of the year is highlight people who have done acts of kindness or are performing acts of kindness. For example, we have somebody who has texted in and said their neighbor, Steve, on trash day, who always walks there. This is an older person who has a neighbor who walks their trash and recycle bin back up the driveway because it's a pretty steep angle for them. So Steve just does it and sits them right next to the garage. That's an act of kindness.
Quick question.
Yeah.
How much do you think this is our boss,
Steve? It is not our boss, Steve. There's no chance.
Texting it in.
No.
Saying, like, oh, there he is. I just saw him through the window.
No. This is... This is not happening with Steve Moore.
I thought maybe he did it once and then texted in.
That would be
himself. You know,
would be so Steve. No,
no,
no.
That's
this is
awesome.
That's
awesome.
That's just a random act of kindness. So what we are doing tomorrow? Amy,
is we will be at the Urban League and we'll be broadcasting from 9 to noon tomorrow, Tuesday, from the Urban League,
1408 North Kings Highway,
and we'll be accepting tornado relief donation items. So we have a list of items that, I mean, a lot of items are still in need right now. So it's a great opportunity to pack up your car with some of the needed items, swing on by the Urban League, say hi.
Yes.
Say hi to us, and we'll personally thank you for dropping off those
thank
items.
Thank you for being there. Non-perishable food, toiletries, hygiene products, infant supplies, cleaning supplies. I suppose they probably still do need bottled water if you want to drop that off too. But anything that you think that you can donate, come on by 1408 North Kings Highway. We're going to do the whole show there tomorrow. So we'll be there from 9 until noon. But of course, you can drop off. You can commit your act of kindness anytime you want and just...
Commit it?
Commit it, yeah. Commit
do
it.
Do it.
That's an act. Commit is not always a crime.
That's true. Usually it's a negative connotation, but I like it. Commit your act of kindness.
Yeah.
And you said...
You should commit your act of kindness.
Yes. You brought up water. Gatorade also, I think, would be good because it is so hot and so humid. People are doing a lot of work. So like water, Gatorade, anything. Just think of what you would need. And it's hard to put yourself in that position if you lost everything, your home. Toothbrush, toothpaste, as you mentioned, like Clorox wipes.
Yeah.
Maybe masks because they're still cleaning up in some, you know, pretty bad destruction where the air is bad, not just with the pollen and the mold, but, you know, whatever happens to be in the
materials.
House, the building materials.
Yeah.
So, you know,
some of those houses are really old and you don't know how they were put together or what dangerous stuff that you could be inhaling. So, of course, a mask would be helpful.
Yeah. So anything like that, we'll be there. The Urban League tomorrow. 9 to noon, broadcasting live. We'd love to say hi. We'd love to bring... I think we should have a big old pile of supplies by the end of the show.
I would love to.
So commit your act of kindness. What I do love about the texter texting in about the trash can, I love that an act of kindness doesn't have to be super big, showy, or cost a ton of money. Even like asking how someone is, like a neighbor, asking how someone's doing and meaning it. Not like, hey, how are you? Good. How are you? Bye.
No, but checking in on
checking in on them.
Maybe somebody who doesn't appear to have a lot of people, family or whatever. Just check on your neighbor.
Yeah.
Check on your friends, too.
Have you ever paid it forward at a Starbucks or a coffee shop?
Billy, no.
Just looking at me like, yeah, I
no, it, that is that to me is always weird because if you do it for somebody, oh, the only person who's really committing the act is the first person. But everybody else, if they just keep paying it back and they have their stuff paid for them, where's the act of kindness?
Oh, wow.
55 burgers, 55 fries, 55 tacos, 55 pies, 55 cokes, 100 tater tots, 100 pizzas, 100 tenders, 100 meatballs, 100 coffees, 55 wings, 55 shakes, 55 pancakes, 55 pasta, 55 peppers, and 155 taters.
$680.
Okay.
$680. Okay.
That was an old pay it forward scam.
Yeah, so, what a great concept, by the way. But yeah, I mean, I don't like the pay it forward. That's just
really?
One I don't.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, before he poo-poos, any act of kindness that you would like to commit.
Don't start a chain. Just pay for somebody's stuff and then don't say,
how someone's doing. I do hope we do popsicles this summer. I think that's a really fun one. They're individually wrapped, so it's kosher, it's all clean.
They're gonna melt.
Not if you have a cooler with ice.
Do you have a cooler?
Yes.
You don't have a cooler.
I do. I have a little.
You don't have a cooler.
I have a little igloo pink one.
Okay, how many popsicles can we give out with that?
Probably six.
Well, the day's over now.
That's six acts of kindness in my book. Do you get an act of kindness per popsicle?
No. No, the act is being out there.
Oh.
So out there for 4 minutes.
Because we could knock this thing out tomorrow.
Yeah, that's our one act of kindness for the whole year. But we want to highlight people who are doing things. So
it's a really cool concept. And you know what? Everything is so negative in the news. I get it. And negative online. If you want to think of the worst of people, go online. If you want to think the best of people, go outside. I love that. And I think it's really true. Our community is coming together. And this is going to be fun to focus on positive things. I hope we get creative. If you have a creative act of kindness idea, now remember, it's an act of kindness. It's not like donate $1 billion. I don't have $1 billion.
No.
So if you have a creative act of kindness that you've done or you think is a good idea.
Or somebody you know has done, like this woman whose neighbor has done that. I don't even know if it's a woman, but I don't know why I just assumed it was. It may not be.
Kindness, probably.
But they were talking about their neighbor who helps bring up their garbage cans after trash day.
One of my best friends of all time, Michelle, she has a cutting garden, like a flowers, a cutting garden. And she would save little bottles and just randomly, and she's done this for years, would put like cutting flowers in the bottles and tie a ribbon around it and like leave it on people like her friends' porches or just surprise them. I'd come home at my apartment and there'd be a bottle with all these beautiful flowers in it.
That's kind of a cute thing to do.
It is. And it's such a nice thing. And it was recycling using an old bottle. And it was pretty.
Tomorrow. You can see our pretty faces at Urban League of Metropolitan St. Louis. We are going to be at 1408 North Kings Highway. Anything you think you can bring, if you have some supplies that would be of use to people who were affected by the tornado, toiletries, cleaning supplies, hygiene products, non-perishable food, water, that sort of thing, bring it on by. 1408 North Kings Highway. Chris and Amy's show will be there from 9 until noon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.